For media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll get to those questions as soon as we can. Got a change in schedule today due to Coach Mihalik with some travel changes, so he'll be on the call at 10:48 later on this morning. But we're happy to be joined now by the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Lewis Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Appreciate you making the change for us.
No problem at all.
Before we get to the week ahead, you guys, a couple of setbacks last week. You fall 87-76 at home to UNCW and then lose a close game. It went down to the wire, Delaware 66-61. Give me your view on the two games last week.
Well, I think it was just a difference in, you know, both losses, but it was a difference maybe in the energy coming out of the locker room. And, you know, I thought we fought really hard and were up for UNC Wilmington. And, again, they're, you know, obviously they were undefeated in the league. We had them at home. And I was really worried because we were coming off of, you know, kind of just finding out really, you know, that it was the end of Yohani's season. So I was worried about a letdown. So, I there was a lot of effort to make sure we were pumped up. And so we came out of the locker room in that one and fought really hard, and, you know, just against a really good team. And I just thought we had a letdown against Delaware. You know, they were a good team. They were ready. They had changed the lineup, and I warned the guys, like, listen, they're looking for a spark, and usually you get the spark when you change the lineup and, you know, start some different guys. And I thought he got what he wanted out of his team. They got a spark. They had more life. They were definitely more energetic the first half than us. And, you know, you get down 10 and you're trying to fight uphill, you know, the second half on the road, and that's difficult.
One of the guys that did have sort of a breakout week for you was Shakir Brown, your senior, 18 points, matched his season high in that UNCW game, and then beat it with 20 against Delaware. Talk about the week he had, and with Yohani being out now for the rest of the year, how important is he going to be to pick up some of the, especially on the scoring end?
Well, he was he got the highest accolades of anybody on our team. He was second team, preseason second team, all conference guy, and you know. The scoring is something that was expected of him. What I worry about and what my concern is, because he is going forward, he had been battling some injuries and battling a lot of other things, just, you know, trying to get the right chemistry and the right fit with our team. And we were playing really well, and he wasn't, you know, his minutes weren't what they are now. And now, obviously, Yohani's out. Tom's battling injuries. We're battling some stuff. Everybody's battling some stuff. So he's now jumped into the role that, you know, everybody perceived. But it also has to be energy with that, and then, you know, our defense can't let down, and, you know, we're getting run on, and we've had three straight games where our defense, you know, hasn't been as solid. So what we want from Shaq and what we've always wanted from him is, you know, the scoring is going to be the scoring. He's been up and down with his shooting, but he's got that back. He's in rhythm. We just have to make sure that the chemistry within the team and the defense doesn't have a letdown because of our lineup and our lack of, you know, it's maybe some depth and some size now.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You mentioned the letdown Saturday against Delaware. What do you think, I guess, caused that letdown? Because, like you mentioned, I mean, you guys had a lot of energy, and you looked so locked in against UNCW on Thursday?
It's a good question. I wish, like you all, you know, I think that throughout the course of the season, you know, teams have maybe a game like that, and as a coach, you always, you know, you're trying to coach against it, you're trying to prepare against it, but it's something that happens. What my concern is that, you know, is that we, now that doesn't become a pattern and a habit. There have been some signs. Like the last three games, our defense hasn't been what it was. We haven't had, you know, we haven't been able to create as many stops and generate as much energy off of our defense going back the other way and, you know, turning some of that defense into offense. And, you know, some of it was obviously Yohani was a really good defensive player. He played really hard, and he was really okay in his role of Paulie starting and him coming in. He kind of embraced that, and you know, he was blocking shots, and so we don't have that. But what we have to be careful of is that with this new lineup and with, you know, kind of with Shaq and Ramon starting at the 3 and the 4, that we don't lose the energy and the focus on the defensive end and, you know, just think we're going to outscore guys.
And you mentioned Shaq. And, you know, one of the things that we've talked about over the past couple of weeks was the impact sort of sitting Yohani down in late December, the impact that sort of seemed to have on him come conference play before obviously he got hurt again. Was there a specific reason you didn't maybe just sit out Shaq and not trust him as opposed to, you know, there are a couple games here where you play 2, 3, 4 minutes. Was there a specific reason you actually trust him and didn't sort of sit him down like you did Yohani?
There were some reasons. I felt like Yohani needed to be, you know, to not play, and we actually talked about that. We have a really good relationship. We talked about, you know, the benefits of him maybe not even playing, and, you know, again, I asked him to make sure you're an energy guy on the bench. You're not going to play, but you're going to dress. But take this time. Maybe you can watch the team and see some things and see kind of, you know, what your energy and this even could bring to this team, and as well as, you know, maybe it'll give you some time to get totally healthy again. And whereas with Shaq, I don't think that there was a benefit to him not playing. Like, I thought that, you know, hopefully he could kind of get into the flow of the team and get his rhythm back in his offense and really help the team. I didn't think there was any benefit to him sitting out. I thought actually there was more benefit to maybe having him available to play and seeing if he could get his rhythm.
All right. Thanks, Flip.
Thank you.
Your next question is from David Driver with the American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You obviously have a number of foreign players on your roster. Just your thoughts on the immigration ban that's been put forth by the White House and any possible effects you would think on how it could affect recruiting and at JMU and, you know, and across the CAA.
Well, honestly, that's something that I, you know, don't want to comment on. Obviously, our guys are, you know, we do have a few foreign guys. They were all guys that were recruited by the former staff, but they're all guys that I'm really, really fond of. And, you know, and they're playing really hard for me. And, you know, so I've actually grown to endear those guys. Paulie's been great for us. So, and, you know, I obviously see some of the stuff that's going on in the news, and it's stuff that I'd rather not comment on. I'd rather focus on our guys and our team and on how we're going to try to get better.
Just to follow up, did any players this past weekend, is this something that you've talked to them about? You know, obviously, they're not from the 7 countries that are affected,
right,
but
right.
Is that something that they've came to you to talk about?
No, it's not something that they've talked to me about, and they're all really smart guys, and they watch, and they're all, you know, pretty close to me. We all talk, and it's not something that they've mentioned. I know it's something that they're aware of, and they, well, you know, obviously it's in the news, but it's not something that they've voiced a concern to me or said anything about.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Lou, before I let you go, we've just crossed the midway point in conference play, and just talk to me about what you feel like your group has done well to this point and what you'd like to see them do better here over these next 4 weeks as we headed to North Charleston in March.
I think the thing that they've done well, the majority of the season, obviously we had a letdown against Delaware, but the majority of the season we've really fought and guys have kind of tried to play hard and buy into what I'm doing overall. And what I would love to see us do is to continue to be solid defensively and give ourselves a chance to win going down the stretch. You know, again, that's all you can ask for when you have these injuries. And everybody's dealing with injuries. There's no excuses. I was listening to Coach Cohen talking about Northeastern. I know they had some serious, serious injuries early on. So you got to deal with it. But what I want is for our guys to continue to compete, continue to put themselves in positions to win some ball games and believe. And that's all I'm looking for going forward.
All right, Lou. Thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.